Hi, I'm Pastor Jennifer Hodson at Bryan Community Church. We're located in Bryan, Texas, and we are just over a year old, and we are just humbled by all the ways in which God has been at work through the life and ministry of this United Methodist Church. If you want to check us out online, please do bryancommunitychurch.org. You can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. There's a lot of great things happening, a lot of pictures if you want to take a peek and just kind of see the amazing work that the people of this church are doing. I like to share with you a passage that I preached from this past week. We're in the middle of a sermon series entitled Voices of God. We're taking a look over the next few weeks and the weeks leading up to Easter or during Lent. We're looking at the ways in which God speaks. And so all throughout Scripture, God is showing up and showing off. Sometimes it's through a burning bush. Other times it's a still small voice. And today we're going to find God speaking through a young lady. And so if you want, turn your attention to 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm going to read to you 1 through 6, and then I'm going to jump to 10 and verse 14. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat. All right, so we are told, chapter 5, 2 Kings. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he also had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means," the king of Aram replied, "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you will cure him of his leprosy." In verse 10, it reads, "Elisha sent a messenger to say to Naaman, 'Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed.'" Verse 14, "So he," meaning Naaman, "went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, 'Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel. So please accept a gift from your servant.'" All right, let's unpack this, shall we? First of all, who is in this story? We have Naaman, of course, who is a leader for the Syrians. He is a great leader. In fact, we are told that he was a valiant war hero. And he was a leader who also had leprosy, which was a very painful disease. According to Mosaic law, leprosy required a Jewish person to live outside of the community, and they didn't want anyone else to contract the disease. Now, I say that also knowing that Naaman wasn't actually a Jew, so he didn't have to follow the Mosaic law, and he didn't. He continued to lead Syria and won victory for them. However, he had this disease. So even though he might not have had to remove himself from the rest of the community, we can only imagine how this hindered his work, how difficult this must have been for him, not only in just his leadership, but just in everyday life. We also meet in this story his wife and his wife's maid, his wife's maid servant girl. And she must have been either talking to her husband, or maybe she was talking about her husband, but this maiden girl, she realized that the wife And her husband, they were in a dilemma that he needed healing. And so this young girl, she spoke up with some advice. She said, I remember back in my home country that there was a man, Elisha. He was a prophet. He was from God, and he could actually heal your husband. And so this young maiden, she speaks up. She tells her mistress, wife of Naaman. She goes, she tells her husband, and Naaman goes to the king, asking if he could be sent to Israel so that he could be healed. And as you heard me read, that's exactly what happened. He bathed himself in the Jordan River, and he was made well. But I don't want to focus so much on the healing as I do on this young girl. We're told that she was a prisoner of war, that she had been taken captive to work for Naaman's wife. Now, we can only, I pray to God, only imagine the horrors of war, the horrors that this young went through, forced out of her homeland, forced away from her family, forced into slavery, that she would become a servant worker. And all the pain and the anger, I would be angry if this happened to me, the sadness that she went through, which unfortunately, and I stopped here when I preached for a moment, that this is happening right now. Today, March 1st, is World Day of Prayer, and we were praying for Palestine and Israel and just the impact that war is having on the people over there today. And it's disgusting, and it's incredibly terrible, especially when indeed women and children are forced to do things that no woman or child should be forced to do. And so we need to be in prayer. We need to be in prayer. And that's what was happening so many years ago to this young lady. And somehow, in some way, she was able to put all of that behind her. And when she heard that Naaman was in need of healing, she spoke up. She took a risk. She was a servant and she was voiceless, but yet she took the risk to speak up in spite of what have happened to her. And she talked about her God that she knew from her past, from Israel's history, who had the power and was working through Elisha, this prophet, to bring healing. And so this young maiden, she became the voice for God. She became a voice of healing and hope for Naaman and all those impacted by him and his leadership, whether it was his children, his wife, or anybody around him. And that's where I want us to focus, is on her ability to look at the opportunity that was presented to her, to use her knowledge, her resources, to share a bit of hope and healing with somebody who obviously needed it and was the benefactor of it. And that's where we have to stop and think as children of God, will we use the resources and the knowledge that we have when presented with the opportunity to help bring healing to somebody else? And I don't know where you find yourself. I don't know what situation you're in, but perhaps it's at work, or maybe it's at school. If you know somebody who's in need and you know how you can help them, or you know somebody who can help them, will you speak up and share your resources with them? Maybe it's a coworker, or it's a family member. Maybe it's simply to share your faith story. You know, that's one of the biggest healings in our lives is the spiritual healing that comes when we find Jesus Christ and we make him our Lord and Savior. Would you risk the uncomfortable moment to just speak up and offer someone to hear your story and to hear about your God and your Jesus, who does bring ultimate healing to people all over the world? Because God does speak in many different forms, and he just happens to speak through people, ordinary folks, just like you or I. And this girl, she was just an ordinary young person, a slave. She had no voice. We don't even have her name, because women weren't given names unless they had money or power. when we read scripture, and yet God, you know, worked through them and works through us today. And so that is just the simple sermon that I shared on Sunday morning, and that's my message I want to share with you. Will you allow God to use you in the moment and the opportunities that are right before you to help bring life and love and hope and healing? And I pray that you do. I pray that you would continue to read this passage and many like them, that you might hear the voice of God and, hey, maybe even be his voice if you allow him to speak in and through you. God bless.